This is KUNM. I'm Nash Jones. Half of the millennial and Gen Z voters under 30 who plan to cast their ballots for Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden aren't very enthusiastic about him, according to a survey by the Harvard Kennedy School Institute of Politics. KUNM is launching our Voices Behind the Vote series this week, where we find out about who voters are and what they care about. I spoke with Raina Davis, a 23-year-old Albuquerque voter who, while not particularly excited about her options for president, sees voting as harm reduction and is one facet of fighting for reproductive justice.
Hi, my name is Raina Davis, and we're sitting here in the UNM Women's Resource Center, a place definitely very near and dear to my heart. So my freshman year at UNM, I was really lucky to be introduced to this place and start working here, and I've actually grown to become professional staff. We're in our conference room where we usually hold a bunch of workshops and advisement and things like that, and it's been really tough, especially during this pandemic. You know, now we have our services still, of course, but we don't have our regulars coming in saying hello. So it's been really hard to kind of be in the office without the normal buzz. I'm classified as a professional intern where I focus on self-care, harm reduction, and community outreach, community engagement. Writing has always been a really big part of who I am too. I have a blog now since quarantine. So I started doing feminist analysis of horror films for fun. I identify as Chicana, and then I also identify as mixed race. My family's so important to me. I did have an ill parent a couple times in my life, and so really kind of taking on a caretaker role really young has been really eye-opening. My identities and my values I hold so dear to me, so I really study the representatives and the candidates that are supposed to represent me and my voice. Because I understand that you're not just one thing. Everything is super intersectional. So for me, a big thing is reproductive justice, not just abortion or healthcare access, but the right to parent. Also the prison industrial complex, like tackling all these things that pertain to families, autonomy, and choice. That's been a really big thing for me, especially within the work that I do. We try and empower our students. And I think a really big part of empowerment is autonomy and stability and safety. So that's really been informing kind of where I'm looking politically. You really have to look for candidates that really do talk about reproductive justice. I still think that's kind of an issue as well, is that we really aren't still able to talk about what reproductive rights and justice is. Although the body is a political space, period, right? Like internally or how we access space. It's a little absent from the forefront of our conversations because people are scared to talk about them, and that sucks. Like, I think these are conversations that we have to progress and to advocate for our communities effectively. I've definitely like looked to orgs that I admire, and they've had like a lot of lists of like resources to find like who's your representative, what district are you in, and that's not something I did really. I did close to an election, but I don't do consistently. It's like, hey, like why am I not actually engaging with these people more than a month before? When I turned 18, I was so excited to vote. I always joke that I voted for like every pothole in the city. I wasn't super stoked to vote in 2016. It felt like lesser of two evils. And it feels like that now as well. But I've really focused on voting as a harm reduction strategy. It's which administration do I want to fight up against, right? As opposed to which administration's gonna save us all. That's not how that works. And care has always been holistic. You can't only do one thing. It's yes, vote, and also engage in local politics. Also do direct action community care and teach and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm all registered. I'm good. I'm good to go. I'm going to vote in person. I don't know. I think that there was a lot of really negative things going on with like the mailing system and things like that I was just like, okay, no. Like, but I also think that it's a legitimate and safe way to cast your ballot. I just personally want to mark the bubble and hear the ding. Voting is really important, and there's a lot of folks that can't, which is a whole conversation of itself that we need to have. So yeah, go vote. I love voting. My name's Raina Davis, and I love voting.
That was Gen Z voter Raina Davis. Find KUNM's Voices Behind the Vote series online at KUNM.org as we approach the 2020 election.